This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'll tell you what, man. The Yankees looked pretty good last night. Starting pitching was good. The home runs were back. Ben Rice really does look good. But I could, and we'll do more Yankees later, but I'll tell you what. Devin Williams was an inch away from being booed off that mound when they had a couple of run lead.
Yeah.
And he comes in again, walk, hit. You can actually hear the murmurs in the stands. People were getting ready to attack him.
Yeah, it's funny because we were texting a little bit last night about talking about what we might talk about today.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say anything because I don't want to jinx it, but we were talking about maybe Giants, whatever, this before the Soto stuff came out. And I was thinking in my mind, well, if Williams blows this one, guess what we're leading with tomorrow?
Man, I know you were hoping that he would. You're right?
1,000%.
You better be. Yeah.
Of course. Not because of the storyline. Not because I'm rooting against the Yankees necessarily. But the storyline. No, but it is good for him to get the job done there. I think the Yanks had one of their more impressive performances last night. You mentioned it. I mean, Carrasco, if he could survive through that Royals lineup, and I know Bobby Witt got him early on with the home run. They teed off on Seth Lugo all night long. Dominguez looked good in the outfield.
But they were three quality, slightly above average plays for a guy who, let's face it, has been pretty quiet out there, which is good.
One thing I wanted to ask you about with Ben Rice, you mentioned him before, because it's great, right? He's leading off, looking good. By the way, I got a home run from my guy Wells, which I needed. After the red-hot start, and then Boone moves him out of the leadoff spot, I'm starting to worry about that number. Yeah.
Well,
17.
I had to tell Boone to get him out.
Yeah, 17. Yeah, come on, Boone. Get him to 18, then I don't care what you do with him. I need the 18 homers. But Ben Rice, what do you do with Ben Rice when Giancarlo Stanton comes back?
I know what you're going to ask. Yeah.
You can't take him out of the lineup.
At first, it depends. Is he hot or is he eh?
Well, right.
That's the first question.
So usually these things work themselves out, but just to play hypothetical for a second.
Okay, so I'm going to give you what I think is going to happen. I think that Rice is going, I don't know if he's a 300 hitter, but
right.
I think he's going to be an offensive, quote-unquote, force, or presence, I should say, all year. So I don't think he's going to go 1-for-25 and get sent to the minors, which opens up the door for Stanton. I think that the Yankees will trust their eyes. I think they'll obviously force Stanton in there a little bit against some lefties, which, by the way, so would I.
They need a right-handed bat.
Yeah.
I know, but you're going to take Rice out of the lineup?
I'm not. Well, maybe at that point, then Grisham takes a seat because Grisham's been getting some more run than he did a year ago. And if Grisham cools off, then that opens up the door there.
Think about it. Rice can only play.
He can only play first base.
That's what I'm saying. But now.
And DH.
Right. So you're either taking out Goldie or Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rice. Two of those three guys are going to play. One of those guys is out. Stanton, Goldschmidt, Rice.
Yes.
And right now, Rice and Goldschmidt are two of their best offensive players.
There's no question. What I would do is, if it's a righty on the mound, sorry, Stanton, you got to wait. I mean,
then lefty. But even Rice is hitting lefties, too.
I know he is. I don't want to mess with that. And I don't think that they will. I really don't. I think that would be a ridiculous intervention just to kind of, wed Stanton in there. And Stanton's going to get some at-bats, and Stanton's going to crush a few balls to the moon. I don't doubt that, but not at the expense of a kid who, from the moment that he stepped down in Tampa this year, his exit velo was screaming the work that I put in the weight rooms paid off. He put on 15 pounds. You've seen the stories. Boone told us about that when we had him on the show several times, including the baseball card game. So he's a very viable player in their minds. I think what you could do, you can get Goldie off his feet. He can DH. He's your righty DH. You can put Ben Rice at first base if you trust that. You're going to get more of a better at bat from Goldschmidt against the righty than Stanton, which I think most people would try. Either way, there's going to be an occurrence at some point or a dilemma. But to me, that's not a bad thing. More options is better than having a dearth of options.
Correct. But the idea, like, oh, wait till we get Stanton back.
Not that people are saying this. I don't even want him to come back.
But the Yankees are relying on him to come back sooner than was expected, and they need a right-handed bat. My thing is, there's not a natural spot because Stanton can't play the outfield. Rice is a first baseman or DH, and you have Paul Goldschmidt. So right now, the idea of Stanton is, who cares? You don't need him.
Yeah.
When he does come back, then it's going to be tricky on Boone to how he works these guys. But you're losing something by taking Rice
or
Goldschmidt out of the game.
He's going to have to juggle this. And, you know, Rice, we know he's got a little catching background, but he's not going to catch enough where against the right. And then, by the way, Austin Wells is a lefty anyway, so that wouldn't solve the problem that we were just talking about.
BT, get somebody a third baseman's mitt.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.